Hey, boss. You look stressed.
I've got enough on my plate already without worrying about shipping all these orders.
Don't worry. I got ShipStation. It's the easiest way to ship everywhere we sell online. Returns are simple. Bulk order updates and automation options make order fulfillment easy, all while saving up to 84% off top carriers. Automate your shipping needs. Go to ShipStation.com and use code AUDIO to sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
Welcome to the Todd Starnes Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride. Oh, yeah.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. So great to have you with us today, and we have got a lot going on. So let me get us through the breaking news here, and there's a lot of stuff happening. So just a few moments ago, we had the story, we had the information up at toddstarnes.com, and we're dealing with chaos in the House of Representatives. Look, let's get real. There's been chaos since the Republicans took over. And I think there's a lot of truth to this thought, and there is a thought process out there that the Republicans have been in the minority for so many years. They've been in the political wilderness for so many years that they don't know what to do when they actually get power. So when they won the majority, they don't know how to govern. They don't know how to lead. All they know how to do is fight, how to be the opposition. And so when the Republicans actually get the opportunity to lead, you still have a faction of Republicans that want to keep fighting. And since they're in charge, they want to keep fighting their own party. That's what I think is going on here. But we also have a civil war in the Republican Party. And I think it's time for us to have an honest, open conversation about this. Here's the very latest. The reporting is that Jim Jordan has paused. He has not dropped out, but he has paused his bid to be the next Speaker of the House. In other words, they were running the numbers, got a message last night from Washington, and it was pretty clear that not only did Jordan not have the votes, that there were going to be even more Republicans voting against him. Understand this. Jim Jordan had more than 90% of the support of the Republican caucus. Jim Jordan was beloved and is beloved by the Republicans on Capitol Hill. He's a fighter, but he's also a good man. And he's a man who is on a journey to seek the truth. He is a man who is on a journey to do the will of the American people. He is a man who has delivered on all of his promises that he made to the voters and to the America First movement, to the conservatives of America. He's a man of his word. He's a good man. And look, you've heard from Jim, or you've heard from the congressman on this program many, many times over the years. He has always been very kind to our audience. He's the real deal. But you had 22 rhinos yesterday, and there's really no other way to categorize them. Rhinos who rose up and they pitched a hissy fit. I mean, that's basically what it was. They pitched a hissy fit. Shame on you. You mean bad people. You conservatives. We can't stand you, what you did to Kevin McCarthy. You're just really meanies. You're a big meanie, and I'm going to take my ball, and I'm going to go home, and we're not going to play anymore. That's what they're doing. I mean, it's just a full-blown hissy fit. Unbelievable. But that's what happened. And it happened on the first vote, and it happened on the second vote, and it was about to happen on the third vote. So the question is, what happens next? And this is where we get into a lot of dangerous waters. And these are very dangerous shark-infested, swamp creature-infested waters. So the reporting from the Washington Post and Punchbowl News is that Jim Jordan is going to support an effort to give Patrick McHenry, who is currently the Speaker pro tem, he will give Patrick McHenry powers to run the House of Representatives for the next 3 months. So we're looking at something, we're looking at maybe another vote coming sometime in January. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that is the worst possible idea. That is going to be a disaster. A couple of things here. First of all, in North Carolina, we have a lot of listeners in Patrick McHenry's district, and we would love to hear from you, and we would love to hear from all of you today. But Patrick McHenry is a McCarthyite. He is a McCarthy supporter. And there is a well-held belief on Capitol Hill that if he were to remain in power and he were to be given powers, you see, this is the issue. They're going to have to bestow upon him powers that he does not already have. And if they do that, there is a great fear that McHenry will have to cut deals with the Democrats, basically setting up a de facto coalition government within the House of Representatives, and it will ensure that every single thing that Joe Biden wants, every single thing the Democrats want, the outrageous spending bill, funding the war in Ukraine, every single thing the Democrats want, McHenry will give them. Now, here's my philosophy. Jim Jordan needs to stand and he needs to fight. We need to be lighting up the phones on Capitol Hill. We need to be calling out these rhino Republicans, but he needs to stand and fight. We gave the Republicans a majority in the House and we expected them to govern, not grovel. I mean, come on. This is insanity. But folks, I'm telling you, this is going to end in disaster if we do not have a Speaker of the House. We need a Republican leader, someone who can take that gavel. And you remember McHenry. He was the guy in the bow tie, Orville Redenbacher, with the gavel, and he was banging it. I mean, I've never seen anybody bang the gavel that hard. But folks, I'm telling you, this is a bad move the Republicans are making here. We need to just, and by the way, this is just a few days ago, you had Speaker Newt Gingrich on Fox News Channel, and he was saying, oh, yeah, we've got to do this. We'll just do a temporary kind of stop gap. So here's the challenge. And a lot of people are asking, all right, well, what is a speaker pro tem? Well, after 9/11, the decision was made for the sake of continuity of government that the Speaker of the House would write a secret list. And on this secret list would be the names of the individuals that he would want to step in should he be forced to step aside. In this instance, and by the way, the list was kept secret, right? So nobody knew about the list. And it just so happened that McCarthy had picked Patrick McHenry as his number one choice. Now, if I'm in Congress right now, I'm asking why. Why was it Patrick McHenry? Why was he the guy that Kevin McCarthy wanted in that position? Should he be forced out? Why him and not a rock-solid conservative, a member of the Freedom Caucus or the House Study Committee? Why not as somebody like a Jim Banks or a Jim Jordan or a Scott Perry or Andy Biggs or a Ralph Norman? Why not one of those guys? What about a Mark Green or a Mike Johnson? Why Patrick McHenry? Quite frankly, a backbencher, and that's no disrespect to him, but I think most people have no idea and had no idea who Patrick McHenry was until the past couple of weeks. But you better believe the Democrats are going to be all over this, folks. And they smell blood in the water, and they are ready to pounce. That's what's about to happen here. So look, we're going to open up the phone lines and we're going to talk about this. Do you think it's a good idea to wait until January to select a Speaker of the House? 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Now, I will say this. It also exposes the very public civil war in the Republican Party. And it is going to be ugly, and it is only going to get worse. I'm telling you, folks, we are living in some very, very dangerous times politically. And if the Republicans do not get this taken care of immediately, then it's over. Even if Trump wins, and by the way, maybe Trump is the guy. Maybe that's the move here, is to ask Donald Trump to step in and to fix all of this. And here's my take, and just hear me out on this. If Donald Trump, and what is he doing right now? He's out playing golf, right? Trump is out playing golf, right? And he has every right to get out there and play golf. But what if Donald Trump was able to go to Capitol Hill and get these Republicans set straight? And if he was able to do that, I believe that the entire Republican Party would rally around him. That's what I think would happen. 844-747-8868 is our number. That's 844-747-8868. Let's start our day in Germantown, Tennessee. Kevin is on the line. Kevin, what say you?
Hi, good morning. I've been trying to find out what our local, my local, David Kuskoff, member of Congress, has been voting on it, and what, if anything, do you know what his voting record is? And if he's not supporting or hasn't supported Jordan in the past, why not?
Yeah, Kevin, he is actually a Jim Jordan supporter, and he voted for Jim Jordan on both ballots. My understanding was he was prepared to vote for him on the third ballot. And I actually checked, for some reason, I don't know. Kevin, it must have been foretold that you're going to call, because this morning I was actually checking David Kuskoff's voting record. You know, when President Trump was in office, he voted for the president's policies 93% of the time.
Well, I know he was a supporter of Trump. Yeah. Well, I just left the messages in office, you know, couldn't get through there, couldn't find any data on it, but I figured you'd know. Well, thanks for that. Yeah, I just keep supporting him to support Jordan and get this show on the road.
Absolutely. Well, Kevin, thank you for listening to us on KWAM, our flagship radio station. That's Kevin in Germantown, Tennessee. Let's go to Chris in North Carolina. So Chris, tell us about Patrick McHenry. What do we know? What do you know that we don't know?
Well, I think Patrick McHenry is a Republican first, not a conservative. I've called his office a couple times. Yesterday, his office stated that he was going to vote for Jordan. But I told the representative that if he did not get the vote, that he would be blamed for this, because I believe they're doing deals behind the door. But here's what I don't understand, Todd. Why would Jim Jordan? I know Jim Jordan wants a speaker when McCarthy, I call and talk to you about that, but he would not take it. I don't think he was allowed to take it. But why would Jim Jordan sign on to let McHenry be the guy? Why not fight?
Yeah, that's what I don't understand. Unless he did not, you know, they were drudging up the old and dredging up those old stories about the wrestling team. He was the assistant coach. Yeah. He really had nothing to do with any of this. The allegations were that he turned a blind eye to all of it, and maybe he just didn't want to go through all of that. I don't know, because he is the guy. Chris, the more you think about it, the more it makes perfect sense that Jim Jordan, the fighter, the wrestling champion, he's the guy that you want to take Democrats to the mat with.
Yes, sir. I agree with you 100%. I believe.
Oh, I think we might have lost Chris there. All right, Chris, do we have you back? All right.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, there you go. Finish your thought real quick.
I'm just going to say thank you for your call, and Jim Jordan is the man, but I don't think they're going to allow.
I'm afraid you're right. Chris, appreciate that call. By the way, some breaking news here. Sidney Powell, remember her? release the Kraken. She has just pleaded guilty in Georgia to the 2020 election case. Wow. Okay, that is going to have some implications. We'll be chatting about that a little bit later as we get more details. Look, we do have to take a break here, folks. And again, do you believe that Republicans are doing the right thing here? Should they just keep McHenry as the temporary speaker, or should the Republicans, should the conservatives stand and fight? 844-747-8868 is our number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. It seems like every day I'm sharing another story with you where our God-given freedoms are under attack. But it shouldn't be this way, and it doesn't have to be. Join Alliance Defending Freedom and be a champion for freedom by helping defend your God-given rights. ADF is on the front lines representing Americans every day, like you and me, in court, free of charge, when their First Amendment freedoms are being violated. Your partnership will help ensure that you can live your life, lead your family, run your business, and practice your faith according to your deeply held beliefs. Just $19 a month will help fuel the fight to protect our freedoms. Visit ToddStearns.com. That's ToddStearns.com, and click the Champions for Freedom banner. And pledge your monthly gift of $19 or more to ADF, or give your most generous one-time gift. Visit ToddStearns.com or call 855-417-6556. That's 855-417-6556. All right, folks, welcome back. Welcome back to the Todd Stearns radio program. Let's go to the phones. David in Memphis, Tennessee, KWAM, our great flagship station there. Hi, David. What's going on today?
Well, I just had a thought about the situation. We may have come up with a new tool that we can use during the when they're trying to continue the budget and everything, and instead of standing firm, we let them go ahead and just keep spending money and passing bills. I'm thinking that maybe this is an opportunity. I think Jordan should stay in there. And then if the Democrats or the RINOs are really wanting to spend money and pass bad legislation, if they're so, want to do that, I think we just sit down and shut down the government from a speaker standpoint. If they can't get anything done, I mean, even if they try to send bills to the Senate, they probably aren't going to get through there. So, I mean, instead of them continuing to do the damage, why not just go ahead and sit on it and let the wheels stop for a while?
David, I think this is a terrific idea, and I completely agree. That definitely has to happen. But the issue for me, we cannot allow the uniparty to win here. The only reason the Republicans control the House of Representatives is because of the conservative America First agenda. And if they capitulate on that, it is a betrayal of the conservative voters. And I'm telling you, David, I think a lot of Republican voters are at wit's end right now.
Well, I think we are, but that just what we're finding out is Republicans doesn't mean Republicans. It just means RINO. And now we're finding out who's really for America and who's part of the swamp. So, I don't know whether they'll get it done or not. I think Jordan should just stand in there and stand firm. And if they don't come over, then just freeze the government and let them stop spending some money and stop passing bills that hurt America.
David, what happens if McHenry, and that moment is going to come. That's what has people terrified. What happens when the moment comes, David, and McHenry strikes a deal with Democrats to keep the government open?
Well, here we go. It's I don't know that much about him. I haven't, I don't know what side he's on or anything like that. But so I just really can't speak to that. But I would just say that. But if we get somebody in there, the Democrats probably do not want a Jordan in there for sure. One, he's going to come after them and do probably a lot of things. I don't know if he can charge them, but bring out a lot of their dirty laundry. And so they really don't want him. But I would prefer the government to stop than to get somebody in there that's going to just be a rhino.
Shut it down. Yeah, David, I'm with you, and we've got to skedaddle for a break here. Good call. Give us a holler back one of these days. We've got Sue and Maine coming up, plus your calls as well, 844-747-8868. Again, Jim Jordan stepping down for now. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Legacy Precious Metals has a revolutionary new online platform that allows you to invest in real gold and silver online. Hi, this is Todd Stearns, and in just a few easy steps, you can open an account online, select your metals of choice, and choose to have them stored in a vault or shipped to your door. You'll have access to a dashboard where you can track your portfolio growth in real time, anytime. And you'll see transparent pricing on every coin and bar. This puts you in complete control of your money. The platform is free to sign up for. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com and open your account and see this new investing platform for yourself. Gold hedges against inflation and against a volatile stock market. A true diversified portfolio isn't just more stocks and bonds, but different asset classes. And this new platform allows you to make investments in gold and silver, no matter how small or large, with a few clicks. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com to get started. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com. Or call 866-649-0304. That number again, 866-649-0304, and start investing today. All right. Wow. Folks, this is unbelievable. Look, we've got some information to share. This just coming in. We've got so much breaking news going on today. So the White House had a photograph that they posted on the official White House social media pages. We understand it has now been deleted, but it's too late. So the White House had a photograph of President Biden shaking hands with Delta Force. Again, this is an elite fighting force, right? Elite fighting force. These are all anonymous individuals because of the danger of the work they do. These idiots at the White House, they did not blur the faces of the Delta Force soldiers. This is unbelievable. People are freaking out right now. The White House has deleted the photograph, and now people are asking. So look, here's the deal. If you see the photograph, please do not reshare this. You're literally putting the lives of Delta Force and their families in danger. Can you, in all seriousness, this is unbelievable. These idiots, absolute idiots, putting the lives of our fighting men and women in danger is just unacceptable. Just unacceptable. Anyway, we'll keep you updated. But again, this bombshell report, the White House media team outed the identities of Delta Force last night. Hundreds of thousands of people have viewed this. They did not obscure or censor the faces, and they created a breach of national security. It is unreal. Also, this news breaking. The U.S. State Department has now issued a worldwide caution travel alert over the risk of terror attacks, protest, or violent actions against U.S. citizens. What did we say on the program yesterday? I said, I know the government's not out there telling you what to do here, but folks, if you're traveling outside of the country, cancel those plans. You don't want to be on the evening news in Islamabad or Islamacrampistan or wherever. Getting bad out there, folks. I'll have more to say about that. But right now, we have a war going on in the House of Representatives. It's a very simple question, actually. Do you want Jim Jordan to stand and fight? Do you want conservatives to stand and fight? Or do we wave the flag of surrender and we install Patrick McHenry as a temporary speaker? 844-747-8868 is our number. That's 844-747-8868. Let's go to the phone lines. First, Sue in Maine, WLOB, the Big Lobster. Hi, Sue. What's going on?
Hi. How are you, Todd?
I'm well. Thank you, Sue.
You know what? Everything you're talking about just now just blew my mind. I mean, that guy is such a moron that runs the presidency that we can't trust anything that they do. But anyway, what I was thinking today was, I wonder if Nancy Pelosi has anything to do with any of these problems with trying to get Jordan in. I've seen her there a lot when there have been groups of them there sitting there, and you think of her as being gone, but she's not gone. She's here, and I wonder if she gets involved in any of this and causes problems.
Well, you know, that's an interesting question you raise, Sue, because Nancy's sort of gone, you know, missing in action, right? She's gone silent. She's sort of stealth right now. And you're suggesting that Pelosi could be behind the strings orchestrating things.
Because you see her sitting there clapping and stuff like that when they were waiting for a report on Jordan. And so she's obviously interested in everything, you know. I know it's probably a dumb thing, but I just
No. I don't think it's dumb at all. I mean, it's a possibility. Here's another thought, Sue. When you look at what was happening leading up to and what was happening after the midterm elections, there was a story posted. It was in the Post, New York Post, or Washington Post or New York Times, that Barack Obama had not left Washington, D.C., that he was holding meetings in his bazillion-dollar mansion there, and that he was doing a lot of meetings, taking in a lot of meetings with AOC and the Squad and a lot of the young progressives that are on Capitol Hill. And so I'm wondering, I mean, it could be possible that they're all in cahoots. You got Pelosi, you got Obama, and they're all working to take out the Republicans. Could be.
Oh, my, where are we going to go? There's nowhere to go.
Well, we've got to stand and fight. That's what we have to do. We've got to stand and fight.
I agree.
All right. Sue.
I would really like to see a fight for Jordan because I love him.
Me too.
He's a great guy.
We've got to call. And I would encourage you to call his office. And by the way, call your elected leaders and you tell them what you want to do. Look, this is not Todd Stern saying call and demand Jim Jordan. No, that's between you and the Almighty. I'm not, as a talk radio host, I'm never going to tell you who to vote for. I'll tell you who I'm supporting, but I'm not going to tell you who to vote for. But give them a call. Sue, appreciate that. Well, sweet mercy, I could feel a disturbance in the force, ladies and gentlemen, and that's because the one, the only, the great Ray Richardson, the chief poobah at WLOB in Portland, Maine, the man who controls the entire state, is on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line right now, Ray Richardson.
If only all of what you just said is true, we would be in great shape in Maine.
Ray, well, okay, there you go. Yeah, Ray, what's wrong with you? Why are you letting these things happen in your state?
I don't know, Todd. It's all so crazy. But I want you to know all is well. My wife, Dee Dee, and I are sitting in the parking lot of Chick-fil-A. She's enjoying a wonderful Chick-fil-A sandwich, and the beautiful leaves that God gave us in Maine in October are brilliant. So all is well, Todd. There's no problems in the world, right?
No, not at all, Ray. You just keep enjoying that. You must be in some sort of a Chick-fil-A fog.
Yeah, we must be. We must be. So, yeah, I can't even believe what you just said about, I know it's true, but I just can't even believe what you just said about the president unveiling the identities of these brave people who are willing to go out and put their lives on the line. You know, this is what happens, Todd, when you hire based on identity instead of hiring on merit, because people that were hired on merit would have known better. People that are hired on identity with no real credentials, they make these kinds of mistakes. It's crazy. It's unbelievable, really. But doesn't it feel like to you our entire government is rudderless right now?
I feel like we're in a really dangerous place as a country right now, Ray, and I was looking at the video last night. I don't know if you saw the video coming out of London where they had thousands, if not tens of thousands of Muslims who had converged on Downing Street, you know, where Winston Churchill once stood, and that entire street was overwhelmed by Muslims with their prayer rugs, and they were praising Allah. And I'm wondering, you know, this is happening in this country, not to that great of an extent, but I'm wondering, okay, there's no hope for London right now. And we're getting close to that point right now with our open border, and this feckless president we've got.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. Unfortunately, with what's going on with the speaker's race, and I like Jim Jordan, too. He's a bulldog, and we need some bulldogs. I don't know if he's the right guy to be speaker, but why in the world, Todd? I've been trying to find this answer, and I have a lot of friends in Washington like you do. No one can answer the question, why in the world do you hold two public votes for speaker when you're 20 points down? If you're down 2 or 3 points, you know, you lose by 2 or 3. Look, we all know there are wishy-washy Republicans who would say, yeah, I'll vote for you, and then as soon as your back is turned, vote for the other guy. But when you're 20 or 22 points down, how in the world do you call for a vote?
Ray, do you think I don't want to put you on the spot here, but there was a lot of anger directed at a certain conservative news network, and the accusation was that they were trying to strong arm. And I'm wondering if Team Jordan and his allies, if they thought that was actually going to work when in fact it backfired. So maybe they went into this thinking, you know what, we're going to be able to strong arm these guys and gals by using Fox, and it just didn't work out.
Yeah, you know, who knows? Perception in D.C., meaning the people in D.C., and perception in the country, they are no way, they're not even parallel. They're not perpendicular. I don't know really what they are. D.C. has a reality that doesn't exist in America. And so you may be right. And as you know, I'm a proud Fox Radio affiliate here.
Oh, sure.
In we have been, and we had a great relationship with you when you were at Fox. But we also know since Rupert turned the reins over to the boys, things aren't what they used to be.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't want to put you in the spot on the, but again, that was a part of this. This was a huge part of the story day before yesterday.
Right.
And then you've got, and I'm sorry, but you've got, now you had, Mallory Meeks or whatever her name is. She was saying, well, I've received credible death threats. Miller Meeks is her name, from Iowa. And she said that she had received credible death threats because she opposed Jim Jordan. I find that very hard to believe.
Yeah, well, you know, people are crazy. I mean, you're in the public eye. I'm in the public eye. I get them as well. I'm sure you get them because, you know, people forget that this is about the country and not about them personally. But I hope that that didn't happen. You should have the right to cast your vote for the person that you believe is best for the country, whether you're a citizen or whether you're a member of Congress. Let me ask you a question. It doesn't appear Jordan is going to get the vote. And this idea of carrying the speakership out till January is one of the most absurd ideas I have ever heard about in this country. And as you know, in our long history, we've done a lot of crazy stuff. Why not look for another conservative that could do the job? Someone I like very much is from the state I was born in, Byron Donalds. I mean, he is a rock-ribbed conservative. His wife is more fierce than he is. And maybe he's a guy people could rally around if Jordan can't get the votes. But, Todd, do you really believe, I don't think you do, that carrying this thing out to January, we just look like buffoons. All of the boogeyman stuff people make up about Republicans and conservatives, they'll all see it to be true. It's just crazy.
We are demonstrating to the nation that Republicans cannot lead.
Right.
I mean, that's what this is right now. And I'm with you. I think this is going to be a disaster. I like Donalds, but I'm telling you, Ray, I think we've got to have somebody who's had some experience up on Capitol Hill, who knows how to lead and govern and work the system there. And we had a congressman on yesterday who said that the names he had been hearing were Mark Green. There were four. One was Mark Green from Tennessee, who's a military veteran, decorated. He's a medical doctor. And the guy's a rock-solid conservative. The other congressman, Mike Johnson from Louisiana, another great, great guy, and Arrington out of Texas. But, I mean, Donalds would be great. I mean, he is a conservative, and he is a fighter.
Well, my thought was, and I like the doc out of Tennessee. I agree with you. He's someone that I think could command respect by the virtue of the way he's conducted his life. I just think we have to settle this. And if it's not going to be Jordan, carrying this fight out only hurts the country and only hurts the Republican Party. There's a big election coming up. You know, many people have said, oh, if we shut down the government, we'll be punished for it. You know, we shut down the government for 35 days in 2013. There was no punishment in 14. But if we drag the speaker's race out until January, we are demonstrating to even other Republicans, we just can't get our act together.
Ray, let me ask you a question now. What do you think about this idea? I mean, if we can't find anybody, why not Trump? And why not bring Trump in? And if he can get the House in order, that would certainly put him in a much stronger position to gain the support of rhinos and moderates that he may not otherwise have gotten.
It's really funny you brought this up. I had this very conversation with a former colleague of yours at Fox, John Decker, who I think you remember, this morning on my show. And I said, look, I don't think Trump can get the votes from the Republican Party because there are Republicans in Congress that just despise him. But maybe a few Democrats who don't like him would go along because they think it would be chaos. And if we got him in temporarily, maybe he could right the ship, because we know one thing about Donald Trump. No matter what you think about him, he is a forceful personality who gets things done.
Well, well said. Ray, we got to leave it there. You know how the business goes. We got to pay some bills. All right. Ray Richardson, the great host of the top morning show in all of Maine, WLOB, The Big Lobster. Ray, always good hearing from you. So, folks, here's the bottom line. We elected the Republicans to lead, and if they are unable to do so, they need to step aside. I mean, it really is that simple. All right, 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Want to give you an update here, folks. We are helping our friends, the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. They are one of the top charities providing emergency relief right now to some of the hardest hit areas of Israel. And folks, hear me on this. It's only going to get worse as we brace for this ground invasion. And folks, it is the entire Middle East right now is a powder keg. So every single dollar that you can send to the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, we would greatly appreciate. Join me, Mike Huckabee, Dennis Prager, and many others as we stand alongside the nation of Israel. There are a couple of ways you can donate. And by the way, Charity Navigator, they monitor all of the charities, and they have a top rating with Charity Navigator. So these are good folks, and I can promise you the money you're going to send them is going to get to Israel, and it will be used to help people in need. There are two ways to donate. You can go to toddstearns.com, and you can click on the banner at the very top of the page, Israel at War. Click on that. It's super simple. And it, look, no matter how, you, maybe it's $5 or $500 or $5,000, whatever you can give, we would greatly appreciate. You can also call 1-800-514-5577. I'm going to say that again, 1-800-514-5577. And you'll be able to help our friends at the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews.
When the government used emergency edicts during COVID to restrict the gathering and worship of churches, three pastors facing the risk of imprisonment, unlimited fines, and their own churches being ripped apart, took a courageous stand and reopened their doors in the face of a world that chose to comply. The Essential Church is a feature-length documentary that explores the struggle between the church and government throughout history. This fascinating story uncovers those who've sacrificed their lives throughout history for what they truly believe in. Rediscover why the church is essential and how we prove that this stand remains true from a scientific, legal, and most importantly, biblical perspective. This is not your typical movie. It'll change your life. You need to see this movie with your friends and family. The Essential Church is streaming today exclusively at salemnow.com. That's Essential Church, streaming at salemnow.com.
All right. Again, the State Department issuing this worldwide travel alert. This is pretty significant here. They're telling Americans don't travel anywhere overseas. It is not a good idea. And look, you don't want to be somebody's hostage video, right? So nobody wants that. So stay home. And quite frankly, what they ought to be doing right now is locking down our border. Nobody in. Lock it down till all of this gets resolved. And I was watching this video. Did you see this? It was unbelievable. This as far as the eye could see, you had the Muslims chanting Allah Akbar, Allah Akbar, right in front of Downing Street, where Winston Churchill once stood. And the open border policies, and when you look across Europe, and France is lost. The UK is just lost. There's no way. I mean, just hear me on this. But if, in fact, you have a global uprising of Islamic radicals, and their argument is there's only 1%. Okay, well, that's still a heck of a lot of terrorists. I mean, how do you fight that when you've got tens of thousands of possible terrorists living in your country? And again, I'm talking about the 1%. 1%. That's what I'm talking about. All right, hang tight. We got Monica Crowley, Senator Bill Hagerty, David Limbaugh coming. It's going to be a great show, everybody. Hey, hour two coming up next. MyPillow is celebrating its 20-year anniversary with over 80 million MyPillows sold. Mike Lindell at MyPillow wants to thank each and every one of you by giving you the lowest price in the history of MyPillow. You're going to get their queen-size MyPillow for $19.98, regular price $69.98, and just $10 more, you're going to be able to get a king-size pillow. You're going to receive deep discounts on all MyPillow products like bed sheets, mattress toppers, pet beds, mattresses, my slippers, and so much more. This is the time to try out some of their other amazing products you've had your eye on. Go to MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. Use the promo code Starnes to get this amazing offer of the queen-size MyPillow for $19.98 or call 1-800-839-8506. The offer comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. Use the promo code Starnes or call 800-839-8506, promo code Starnes.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. It is hour two of the Todd Starnes radio program. We are broadcasting from our heavily fortified anti-jihadist bunker. Somebody said, what? How do you do that, Starnes? How is it that Todd Starnes, out of all the, you've got all the big mega stars out there in the talk radio world, but we are the only folks who have our own heavily fortified anti-jihadist radio bunker. And for those of you wondering, how did you do that? Well, it's only possible in Memphis, Tennessee. So we're literally surrounded. We are encircled by a number of smokers. And we've got more pork butts than we can count out there. And we're not going to get an Islamic radical within 5 miles of this place. I'm telling you, we are heavily fortified. That and our anti-terrorism jackets we wear that are laced with the smoked bacon. It's very effective, very effective. President Biden is speaking to the nation later tonight. I hope he's still asleep and maybe they're going to lace the porridge with something. I don't know, but that's going to happen later tonight. And, of course, the State Department just moments ago issuing a worldwide travel alert for Americans. Want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, Great American Patriot. And there is always room in the Todd Starnes radio show bunker for our good friend, the host of the Monica Crowley podcast, the great Monica Crowley.
Hi, Todd. Great to be with you.
Monica, we have so much to talk about. This is insanity. And I want to start with what happened earlier this morning with Jim Jordan. Monica, where do we go now? I think this is a bad idea to install a temporary speaker.
Oh, this is an absolute disaster. And it is just infuriating. It is disappointing. It's just, It's so predictable that this would happen. I would say probably 90% of Republican voters want Jim Jordan to be the speaker. He is a solid conservative. He is a solid leader. He is where the Republican base voter is in terms of a whole array of issues, including additional billions going to Ukraine. He is with us on all of the issues. He is a known fighter. And so, of course, since we want him to be the speaker, naturally the Uniparty has stepped in to prevent that from happening. The empire always strikes back, and they certainly have here. So, you know, this is going to be a worse scenario than having Kevin McCarthy as speaker. He's like, because what they're going to do now is take this interim speaker, a guy named Patrick McHenry, who is, you know, he's like a rank and file Republican member of Congress. He's not a natural leader, but the one thing that he is, Todd, and everybody else, is very pro-Ukraine. He has literally voted for every single spending bill to go to Ukraine. So we're upwards of $125 billion so far having gone to Ukraine in this giant money laundering operation. So that's really the reason he's being installed, because they know if Jim Jordan had been in there, that Ukraine money train would come to an absolute halt, which is what most of us want. So this is an absolute catastrophe. I know they're saying this is a temporary thing until January 3rd, but they can do a lot of damage with this temporary speaker in the next, what, 2.5 months? And there's nothing to say that this won't be allowed to go on beyond January 3rd. So this is a real disaster for the country, for the Republican Party, and for all of us.
I think Jordan just needs to fight this. And we've got the list of the 22 rhinos that are standing here. And apparently there was some sort of a strategy, Monica, where after every vote, you would have people jumping in. So there may be even more, you know, rhinos, and we know there are, lurking out there. But I'm really concerned about Republicans. I think the blowback on Election Day next year is going to be calamitous for Republicans.
Yeah, I mean, the one mitigating factor to that, Todd, is that Donald Trump will be at the top of the ticket for the Republicans. So that might blunt some of the fury that we all feel toward the GOP for allowing this to happen. So we'll see. And of course, 13 months is an eternity. Actually, now it's closer to 12 and a half months until the election, which is crazy, but that's the way it's going to be. So look, a million things could happen. We saw what happened last time in 2020, where the deep state and the military industrial complex, all to stop Donald Trump, literally sent a virus around the world, shut down the global economy, burned down America with Antifa and Black Lives Matter, rigged the election. So I don't know what they have up their sleeve for next year, but it's going to be pretty dramatic, and everybody better brace. If you think that the chaos in the House now is appalling, if you think that the Ukraine war is appalling, if you think what's going on in the Middle East is outrageous and disgusting, well, I have news for you. These are all just appetizers for what they have planned for next year in order to stop not just Donald Trump, he's the most obvious symbol, but to stop America First, to stop peacemakers, because, of course, you know, peace is not profitable. And I spent most of my podcast today, and I recommend it to everybody. It's going to go live here in a couple of hours. But I spent most of my monologue today talking exactly about this. These people are evil. They do not care whose lives they destroy, ruin, bankrupt, or even kill in service of their big globalist corrupt agenda. This is where we are. And unfortunately, and this gets to the Jim Jordan debacle as well, unfortunately, we do not have an opposition in this country that has the guts and the courage to stand up and say no and take action to block this dark agenda. There are exceptions to the rule. You know, there are people out there like Matt Gaetz and others who see this very clearly and are standing up and fighting back. But the party as a whole is just not there. And they're selling us all down the river in terms of our national security and our economic security and our individual freedom. This is completely beyond anything we had anticipated. And it's going to fall to us, Todd, to take the reins back from this incredibly corrupt government.
And may I just say, you know, this performance by President Biden yesterday, we've got the audio. We'll play that a little bit later from Air Force One, where the guy was completely lost. We do understand that Biden, the reporting is out there that Biden privately told Netanyahu, "You do what you have to do. America's got your back." There's other reporting that says we were pushing them not to do anything here. I think they're going in. I'm not sure it's going to matter what we say one way or the other.
Yeah. I mean, I think the Israelis have made up their mind. They cannot count on the United States under Joe Biden. They certainly could under President Trump, but not on Biden. And look, they are perfectly equipped to take this on. They do not want the United States to intervene militarily. They're happy to have our moral support, but they don't want us anywhere near there, nor should we be there. The Israelis can take care of this. The danger, of course, is that it blows up into a wider regional war. And we see now that Lebanon is flaring up, the West Bank is flaring up, Iraq is flaring up, Syria is flaring up, and they're all basically client states of Iran. So look, this is what the military industrial complex wants. They want war. This is not, they're not looking for peace. They're looking for war for a whole variety of reasons. And you have an administration now that is actually and actively playing both sides of this war. So while we're going to, you know, give Israel a lot more money, and that's something Biden is going to talk about tonight, $100 billion, $60 billion going to Ukraine.
To Ukraine. They're getting the bigger chunk of it. It makes no sense.
They're getting the bigger chunk. That's right, because we know where their priorities are. Money laundering has to continue. But while he's doing that on the one hand, he also just released $100 million to the Palestinian Authority, and everybody knows that that's going to land up in the hands of Hamas. So the Biden administration is literally funding both sides of this war.
It's infuriating to know that our tax dollars are basically being used to prop up Hamas, and it's just outrageous. Monica, real quick here before we let you go, the other big thing that happened yesterday, this insurrection up on Capitol Hill, and MTG's wanting, she's wanting an investigation. My question is, you know, are we going to see these people held accountable and to the same standards of punishment that the J6 protesters were held to?
Right. I mean, yesterday you saw an actual insurrection happening. January 6th was not an insurrection, but we know what that was all about. That was about feeding a narrative, an anti-Trump narrative, and the rest of it against America First. But yesterday you saw an actual one. How did those people, how did that mob get into the Capitol Rotunda in the first place? Why were they allowed to stay and chant pro-Palestinian, pro-terrorist propaganda? Will we see accountability for these people? Absolutely not, because they believe in the quote-unquote right things, whereas, you know, January 6th grandmas from Indiana are going to jail for many years. I would love to see the indictments, convictions, and multi-year prison sentences for these these terrorist sympathizers who took over the Capitol yesterday. But we know what's going to happen. A bunch of them were arrested, and the DOJ is going to drop the charges. That's what's going to happen. This is how corrupt the system is.
You're right.
And this is why we all need to fight to take our country back.
All right. At Monica Crowley on X, ladies and gentlemen. I still can't call it X. I call it Twitter. But
yeah, me too.
You can follow Monica there and, of course, her incredible podcast. And as you mentioned, do as she says and download today's podcast, the Monica Crowley podcast. All right, Monica, got to run. Appreciate you.
Always a pleasure, Todd. Thanks.
All right. Folks, coming up in just a little while, Senator Bill Hagerty is going to be here. Also, David Limbaugh is going to join us. It's been a while since we've talked to Al Rushbo's brother, and looking forward to that conversation as well. Your calls, too. And folks, again, the big story here domestically is the Republican Party. If it's not going to be Jim Jordan, who would you like to see as the next Speaker of the House? 844-747-8868 is our number. That's 844-747-8868. Folks, we need your help. We have been raising much-needed emergency relief for our friends at the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. And you guys so far have been incredibly generous. We have two ways that you can help. And by the way, every single penny that you are giving is going to help people in need right now in Israel. And there are a lot of hurting families, and they need all the help that we can share with them. And let me tell you something, it's only going to get worse as the ground offensive begins. So we've done our background check here, and the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, a fine organization. They pass all the test of the charitable ranking groups and things of that nature. Dennis Prager, Mike Huckabee, and I, and many others are doing our part to help. And that's why we want you to join us. ToddStearns.com. Click on the very top of the page, and you will see the Israel at War banner. If you click on that banner, it'll take you to the page. You can donate $5, $50, $500, $5,000, whatever you want to donate, you'll be able to donate. That's the whole point. You can also give them a call and write this number down, 1-800-514-5577. That's 1-800-514-5577. You've seen the images. You have seen the devastation in Israel, and you know they need our help. And this is an opportunity for all of us as a radio show and as a radio family to get off the radio front porch and go and lend a helping hand. So again, ToddStearns.com, and click on the Israel at War banner. We'll be right back.
We get it. You're busy. You don't have time to waste on the mainstream media. That's why Salem News Channel is here. We have hosts worth watching, actually discussing the topics that matter. Andrew Wilkow, Dinesh D'Souza, Brandon Tatum, and more. Open debate and free speech you won't find anywhere else. We're not like the other guys. We're Salem News Channel. Watch anytime on any screen for free 24/7 at snc.tv and on Local Now, Channel 525.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Hey, by the way, there's an exciting event. We're a part of this. We've been doing this for 3 years since I came back. I came back home to Memphis, Tennessee. There's an incredible event coming up next year. It's called the Mid-South or the Mid-America Passion Play, and it's put on at the Mid-America Baptist Seminary here in Memphis. And they hold, I don't know, 5, 6 performances, 7 performances, and they sell out. I mean, this thing is huge, and it is a beautiful, beautiful presentation of the crucifixion and then the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The full orchestra and choir and the costumes, for the kids, it really is something. And so anyway, it's all volunteer, and so people put it together, and they just do a wonderful job. Dr. Jim Whitmire, who is the longtime music minister at Bellevue Baptist Church, is the director of this. And it's sponsored by the Mid-America Seminary and Crossroads Baptist Church and Love Worth Finding, which is Adrian Rogers' ministry. Anyway, coming up in November, and really in a couple of weeks, I'm going to be emceeing a big event at the FedEx Event Center here in Memphis. It's a wonderful night of celebration. It's the Mid-America Passion Play Auction Gala. Governor Mike Huckabee is going to be the keynote speaker. And then I'll be doing a Q&A with the governor, and we're going to have a lot of fun. We've done a lot of these together all over the country, and you have an opportunity to be there. It's really amazing. They're almost sold out. But if you'd like to get information on joining us and being a part of the night, maybe you live somewhere in the Mid-South, or if you don't, you live in Salem, Oregon, or Portland, Maine, you want to come on down to Dixie, we'll even let you sit in on the Todd Starnes radio show. We'll add a little bit of spice to it, an enticement. So anyway, if you'd like information, go to MidAmericaPassionPlay.org. That's MidAmericaPassionPlay.org. And you'll be able to get tickets for this great event coming up November 14th. May I just say, the FedEx Event Center, it's beautiful. It's at Shelby Farms and overlooks an incredible lake. And it's pretty highfalutin. So we're going to have a good time together, and we're going to raise some money for a great, great cause. By the way, Walker Auctions is going to be in charge of the auction. And if you haven't been a part of one of their auctions, it is unbelievable. You will have a lot of fun. All right. Let's go to the phones here. Connor in Boston. Connor, what's going on?
You know, I'm going to tell you, I'm pretty disappointed today about Jim Jordan. I honestly think he would have been the best choice aside from President Trump to leave the House right now. And just the fact where it's like the rhinos out there once again are trying to block the Republican movement of the average Republican in America, it's just incredibly disappointing in a way. But at the same time, too, are you really surprised?
Yeah, not necessarily, but I really felt like Jordan would have at least gone through the third vote. But to be honest, maybe not all that surprised, but they've got to figure this out.
You know, I think right now this term for the Republicans in the House, I just think right now for a lot of the rhinos out there, they're just blocking so much of the agenda and all things we want to get done. And I just hope that the people in their districts remember this for when election season comes around. And we could primary these folks and actually get somebody in there who get the job done, because these people clearly are.
Connor, can you hold on? I want to ask you about Harvard. I know you're around campus quite a bit. Do you have a few seconds to hold on through the news break?
I can, yeah.
All right. We got Connor from Boston, our unofficial official millennial correspondent. So we're going to put Connor on hold. There is an uprising of donors at universities across America. It's a beautiful thing. We're going to be taking your calls on that. Also, the speakership, a lot of breaking news, folks. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company, like super woke.
When I grow up,
I want to be hired based on what I look like
rather than my skills.
I want to be judged
by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
long time no see,
no can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder
just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns. What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, redballoon.work.
Those were the insurrectionists outside the Cannon office building yesterday, and all sorts of chaos breaking out. And we're going to get to that in just a moment. But also on university campuses, college campuses. Do we have the audio from San Francisco? This is actually a high school. This just happened this morning in a high school in San Francisco. Take a listen. All right, there you go. So now you have the nation's public education system raising up the next generation of would-be jihadists. That's what's going on there. I want to go back to our friend Connor, who's so kind to hold on. And Connor, your work takes you around the Harvard area. And it's very interesting that so many donors have now been announcing they're going to withhold funds. They're going to pull funding. People very upset. And I'm wondering what the mood is there on around Harvard Square.
You know, I have a lot of clients who actually are Harvard alumni and faculty. But I will say, like, there's a far left side of Harvard, like majority of it, I would say. And again, I think really some of the alumni and people who have worked hard to go to this university, I mean, they're just sick of it. I mean, they don't want to support terrorists like Palestine and obviously what they're doing over there and to the great state of Israel, It's like, it's even the other day when we went downtown in Boston, it's like they were having a protest for a pro-Palestine protest. And it's like, what are we doing here? Are we getting to the point in America where we are supporting terrorists? And I think, like, the alumni there are saying, no, we're not okay with that. You saw that letter, too, where the CEOs were like, let us know who these people who sent these letters were, so we don't have to hire them. And they all went nuts about that, Majority of people don't support terrorists in America, Todd, and it is refreshing to see that.
I'm glad to hear that, and I'm glad to see that the alumni and the donors are starting to wake up and understand the level of radicalization that's happened on these university campuses.
But that's not to say it's not to, you know, the ones who are far leftist over there and the ones who are broken. You can really get them fired up, and I do that every single day when I see them. If I could get my car outfit and a pro-Israel flag, I would definitely do so.
Love it. Love it. Well, Connor, thanks for holding on. Great to hear from you, and don't be a stranger. All right. Good fellow.
Always
there.
A pleasure.
All right. There you go. Connor from Boston. By the way, a new CNBC survey out. President Biden's approval rating? This is remarkable. His disapproval rating, 58%. There's no coming back from that, folks. Biden, he's done. He's done. RFK out there, by the way. And the rumblings were a few days ago that he's running as an independent. The rumblings were that RFK was sucking voters away from Trump, but then RFK comes out in support of reparations. So I suspect that that sucking sound is now all the people going back to Donald Trump. Unsuckage? Is that, there's a term for it. All right, I want to play some audio. We're going to get to the Biden thing. By the way, what happened to Biden's chin? Did you notice this on Air Force One? He's going out there. He's giving this weird, freakish presser. He's standing up, and right behind him is Antony Blinken. No, there's no H. It's Antony. Antony Blinken, and he's the Secretary of State, and he's standing behind Biden in the camera frame, and the longer Biden talks, it's just like Antony Blinken's thinking to himself, if I had a gun right now, I would put it to my own head. That was the look on the guy's face. And he's incompetent, too. So how bad is it that even the incompetent morons are freaking out? It's bad. I'm telling you. But anyway, have you seen the Biden's chin? Now, he had a normal chin when he left for Israel. But when he came back, he had these, it was like sagging. I'm trying my best to describe this to you. It's like little tiny bulbous man parts. Or lady boobs. It's like his chin had lady boobs. And I don't. By the way, Dylan, I saw it. Don't turn your microphone on. You're going to get in trouble. I don't want you to get in trouble. So I'm watching this. There's some big story about fat shaming. You're not allowed to fat shame people. And my contention is somebody says, darn, you need to lose some weight. Yeah, I do. I really do. And I'm trying, thanks to Calitrin. But it's hard. You know, you walk on a sidewalk in a Democrat-controlled city and the sidewalk crumbles underneath you and all of a sudden you've got a broken ankle. It's hard. But I'm trying. All that to say, I don't mind because, yeah, I mean, you should not be fat. You should aspire to be your correct body weight. All right? Am I going to get there? I hope so. If I keep eating delicious Chick-fil-A sandwiches with that wonderful pimento cheese and the honey drizzle, whoo, sweet mercy, it's going to take a little bit longer. But anyway, so Dylan, there was this photograph of this giant of a woman. She must have been 450, 500 pounds. And she was wearing this strapless dress. And it was it plunged in the back and the front. And someone made an interesting observation. She had back boobs. I've never seen that before. She had the regular boobs where they're supposed to be, but then she had back boobs. Anyway, that's what reminded me of Biden's chin, that lady's back boobs. So I don't know if that's a senior citizen issue or not. I don't know, but it was really off-putting because they were jiggling as he spoke, and it was just weird. So anyway, Biden's up. All right, now I have to give this. I've got to play the audio for the Biden statement. So Biden is, he's trying to reassure America or something, and here's what happened, cut for.
Virtually every mass shooting, every circumstance where large number of people have been victimized and lost. I spoke to them. I learned a long time ago what you've all learned in your life. When someone's going through something that is beyond their comprehension, they've never thought they'd ever go through. If they see someone who they think understands or maybe been through something not the same but similar, it gives them some sense of hope. And I always get criticized sometimes on my staff because when I go to these events, I stay for 3 or 4 hours and answer all their questions. But it matters. It matters a lot. And look, I'm talking, some of you have gone through a hell of a lot more than I've gone through, and a lot more than other people have gone through.
What is he talking about? Okay, enough, enough. Folks, this man is about to lead this nation into war, possibly in two different countries. Maybe three. Let me tell you what's happening right now. They're starting to tell the embassy staff and their families, you need to start packing your bags. Do you understand how serious of a situation this is? And hear me on this. If you have a loved one that is currently in an embassy right now, if they are overseas, let me say this. They need to get out of there because we see what happens to people in embassies or consulates when the Democrats in charge. They will leave your butt behind. They will leave you. They have a very clear track record on that. So you need to make sure. This is no joking around here, folks. This is a very serious issue, a very serious time. And you need to understand that you're that man you just heard, let's just say that you get kidnapped in Muslim-controlled France. And they send the video to the White House. That's the man that's in charge of saving you. So if I were you, I would be already on the way to whatever Charles de Gaulle Airport right now, booking the first flight back home. That's what I'd be doing. All right, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That's 844-7. No, they're not dingleberries, Dylan. No, I don't know what they are. Dingleberries is something else. But they're like little bulbous things right on the, it's very odd. 844-747-8868. Hey, can I tell you about our friends at Newsmax? And man, their coverage from Israel has been remarkable. Great job, Newsmax. President Trump watches it all the time, says he loves Newsmax. I do as well. And Newsmax is on all major cable systems. It is real news you can trust. And millions of people have already made the switch, folks. So what are you waiting for? I've got it on right now in our news bunker. Newsmax, again, if your cable operator doesn't carry Newsmax, just give them a call and say, hey, you got to switch over to Newsmax. And by the way, don't forget to download the Newsmax app. It is on your iPhone, Android, absolutely free, and you can start watching anytime. Get the Newsmax app now. Get Newsmax at home and make the switch. You won't want to look back. We'll be right back.
The United States Constitution guarantees every American fundamental rights and protection of life, liberty, and property. Salem is celebrating our founding document with a special offer, a 1953 Oman U.S. Constitution lithograph. To understand the value of these lithographs is to know the story. A master lithographer immigrant named Theodore Oman came to this country to find the American dream. 70 years ago, in 1953, Oman printed a limited number of these exceptional Constitution lithographs. Go to Salem Events store.com to read Oman's entire story. America's most important document stands as a testament to all Americans to maintain their liberties, freedoms, and inalienable rights. Buy it and display it proudly. Buy a gift for your family and friends and for all the teachers in your communities. There is a limited number, so act today. Go to SalemEventsStore.com to get your exclusive 1953 Oman U.S. Constitution lithograph while supplies last. That's SalemEventsStore.com.
You folks in Arkansas, you got yourself a good governor. You got to love Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Tell them the Chinese, you're not going to be owning land in Arkansas. That's not going to happen. Good for you, governor. By the way, I guess she's my governor, too, because I own about 30 acres alongside the Mississippi River, which is where we have the towers for the mighty 990 KWAM, the conservative blowtorch of the Mid-South. So we're over in Arkansas. Anyway, she just called, personally called the Consul General of Israel and said, hey, Arkansas, we got your back. Good people in Arkansas, by the way. All right, let's go to the phones, 844-747-8868. Danny in North Georgia, you got to be listening to us on WDUN. Hey, Danny, what's going on?
Hey, man, how you doing?
I'm pretty good, Danny. Thanks for asking.
I would like to ask you a question. Could anybody tell where Matt Biden went to? He was pitching a fit on the floor of the House about 3 or 4 weeks
ago. Danny, hold on. What did you Matt Biden? Is that a son that we don't know about?
No, that's the one up there. His name was Gaetz, like he was going to win.
Oh, Matt Gaetz.
Yeah.
So you're calling Matt Gaetz Matt Biden?
Yeah, he's one of the boys, yeah.
Why are you doing that? Why would you disrespect Matt Gaetz like that?
Well, there's a lot of money up there and a lot of money going on the table I'd just about bet on. I'm not a better, but it's just whoever's got their hand out and whoever greases their palms, they say in the South.
So you're telling me that Matt Gaetz, his intentions may not be pure as the driven snow. Is that what you're telling me, Danny?
Yes, sir.
All right. So you see, Danny, it's okay to feel like that. And I think a lot of people are really upset because Matt's a good guy. I think he means to do well. But I got to tell you, this new crop of Republicans, it's one thing to go in and blow everything up, but you got to have a plan. What do you do after that?
Mm-hmm.
Danny, I'll give you an example. This is on a much more global scale here. George W. went into Iraq to avenge his daddy, H.W., and they blew up the whole country, and they didn't have a plan for afterwards. Mm-hmm. And look where we're at right now.
Yeah.
That's all. All right. Danny, good thoughts. Appreciate you calling in. Matt Biden. Whew, mercy. All right. Literally 30 seconds ago, I got an email from our good friend, Dr. Dave Bratt, over at Liberty University. And, of course, we broadcast from the Liberty University studios. And the music department over there, these folks are unbelievable. The kids are just, they crush it. And they have just recorded a song, an original song, called Pray for the Peace of Jerusalem. Now, we're not going to play the whole thing. We're going to post this on our website after the show. I'm curious to hear your thoughts on this. It is an original song. Robbie Heiner is the writer of the song, and I think you hear his voice in there. And the choirs at Liberty University are singing as well. So this is some music from the Liberty University family. And the name of the song is Pray for the Peace of Jerusalem. Let's take a listen. Let's just keep that going there, Dylan. This is powerful, and you're going to want to listen and watch the entire production, and we're going to post that on the website, toddstearns.com. But I want you to think about something. Think about the message that we are sending right now on this radio program, that thousands of young American Christians at Liberty University are standing together side by side. They are praying and they are singing for the peace of Jerusalem. Imagine what could happen if we did that in every single home across America. Imagine what could happen. Folks, we are We're really heading into a very crazy time in world history, and we are going to have to cling to our faith. We're going to have to stand alongside each other through some very difficult days. But let's, as we head out to break, and we've got a great hour three coming up, Senator Bill Hagerty coming. Also, our good friend David Limbaugh is going to be here. But I want to take us out listening to this incredible song from Liberty University. That, ladies and gentlemen, the Liberty University Choir. Can you imagine? We are going to post this on our website, and you'll be able to download this incredible song, this incredible production, as we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. All right, hang tight, everybody. We've got hour three coming up. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Stearns.
Oh, yeah.
All right, folks. I smell a rat. That's all there is to it. I smell a rat. So here we are. We've got a problem. Just a few moments ago, it was not Jim Jordan coming out and giving us an update on the battle over the next Speaker of the House. No, it was not Jim Jordan. It's Kevin McCarthy. And Kevin McCarthy right now, live on Capitol Hill, is standing before the cameras, and he is giving the lay of the land and the next steps as we figure out what's going to happen with leadership in the House. My question is, why is McCarthy out there instead of Jim Jordan? By the way, Matt Gaetz, who threw the hand grenade that blew all of this up, is speaking out just moments ago. And now he is working to stop Patrick McHenry from being selected as a long-term temporary speaker. He says, I'm against Speaker Light. I'm against Bud Light. I believe it's a constitutional desecration not to elect a Speaker of the House. Well, I completely agree with that, but he should have thought about that before he threw the political hand grenade. Anyway, welcome to the Todd Stearns Radio Program. Great to have you with us. By the way, there is we're getting some intel. I'm going to go to the real quick, and then we're going to go to the phone lines here. McCarthy and Matt Gaetz apparently were screaming at each other in the room, and McCarthy ordered Gaetz to sit down when he went to the microphone. And another congressman almost lunged at Matt Gaetz. Come on, guys. Get it together. We elected you to do a job, and if you can't do it, then resign and go back home, and we'll find somebody else who will do the job. But this is ridiculous. Come on. You're Republicans, for goodness sake. All right. 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line and a man who is glad he's not in the House, but he is in the United States Senate, where things are a bit more calm right now, our good friend and my senator, Bill Hagerty. Hey, Senator, how are you today?
I'm doing well, Todd. I'm chuckling at your last comment as you opened up. You're exactly right.
I was talking to our friend David Kustoff, and you know, it's tough. I mean, it's really frustrating, and we just have to really hope that the party comes together, especially in some very serious times, not just here nationally, but also globally.
Yes. Well, I believe we will, and I'm optimistic that a resolution will come together. It needs to. And at the end of the day, as you say, we are Republicans. We're the responsible party, and we should be the adults in the room here. And so I'm hopeful and optimistic that we'll get to the right place, certainly by the time we get back next week.
Senator, we are expecting to hear from the president tonight. What do you want him to hear, and what do you expect to hear?
You know, what I would love to hear the president do is put the finger on Iran for their role in all of this, to actually own up to the fact that they've been negotiating, they meaning the Biden administration, has been negotiating terms of appeasement with Iran ever since they came into office. You know, I served in the Trump administration. Then we put the maximum pressure campaign on Iran, and we drove their funds flow down to a trickle. My part in that was I was the U.S. ambassador to Japan. I got the Japanese to stop buying Iranian crude oil. That had a massive impact on Iran's revenues. We did that all over the globe. And when Iran's fund flow dried up, what we saw in the headlines were that Hamas and Hezbollah were going broke. Joe Biden comes into office. He basically begins to look the other way on the enforcement of these sanctions. He also drives world energy prices through the roof while he's waging war on domestic energy here in America. And not only is he funding the war in Ukraine by benefiting Vladimir Putin with his natural gas and oil sales, but he also does the same thing for the Iranians, looking the other way on the enforcement and allowing the prices to go through the roof. What that's done is enrich the Iranians. We first got the Gaza 11-day war on Israel that happened in 2021 after Joe Biden took office. Now we have the most horrific slaughter of Jews since the Holocaust that's taken place. And Joe Biden can't seem to even name Iran as the culprit because he's been complicit in enriching Iran to a point where they could actually execute this through their proxies, Hamas and eventually Hezbollah.
And then this idea that we're giving $100 million to Gaza, thinking that on a pinky swear that it's going to go to humanitarian aid. The administration can't be that naive, Senator.
I don't think they are that naive. They're just trying to manage headline risk, and they're getting a lot of pressure from the far, far left. A lot of people are actually celebrating Hamas and celebrating this terror, and they don't know how to deal with the far left in their own party. So this is some sort of political appeasement to them. You and I both are smart enough to know this, Todd, that money is fungible. Funds are fungible. And with Hamas in charge, remember, Hamas is the elected leadership in Gaza. When they're in charge, it's hard for me to imagine that they aren't going to devote every penny they can get their hands on to inflicting more pain, more terror, more death and destruction on Israel. That's their sworn mission. And I think to believe otherwise is foolhardy. Again, this is just for domestic political play right here when Joe Biden is, you know, flies over there to Israel for a photo op, doesn't even mention Iran and Iran's role when they're behind all of this. It really is unfortunate that we have the administration is unserious as this and frankly has become complicit in some of the most horrific acts that we've seen in our lifetimes.
And not to mention, he also failed to mention, or if he did, maybe once, the American hostages that are still being held by Hamas. I just find it incredible, really incredulous, that we're giving Hamas, we're giving Gaza $100 million while they are still holding American citizens.
It is absolutely impossible for me to understand this. What I've got to say is this, though, that Joe Biden put a price on every American's head when he did a $6 billion deal with Iran.
Yeah.
He swapped prisoners with them one for one. We got five American hostages back. They got five Iranians. Then he decides to throw $6 billion on top to boot. That's $1.2 billion per American head. That creates some very bad incentives, as you know, Todd. And it's not surprising to me that we saw Hamas going in and grabbing, snatching as many hostages as they could get. Again, they murdered over 1,300 people, but they got a large number of hostages. A dozen Americans are in that group. And I have, you know, every expectation that they're going to be holding out for a lot. with those hostages.
All right. Senator Bill Hagerty, folks, is on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line today. Senator, we're getting word that the State Department, of course, issuing a worldwide travel alert. I think it makes sense. If you're an American, get on back home. If you've got a trip, might want to hold off a little bit. Just better to be safe than sorry, because we're starting to see concerns in embassies around the country. What are you hearing about the threat to American embassies in the Middle East?
I'm deeply concerned about it. We have the capability to deal with these threats. I was U.S. ambassador to Japan. We had a great cadre of Marines that were there to protect our embassies and our consulates. I think those Marines are extraordinarily capable. But what you're seeing is the typical playbook from terrorists. And Iran is the greatest state sponsor of terror. Again, they're behind this on a global basis. They mobilize the networks. What I hate to see, though, even more, Todd, again, we're prepared to deal with this at our embassies. What I hate to see is the misguided youth here in America that somehow think it makes sense to get in some sort of protest line and chant in favor of the terrorist Hamas. They're not thinking this through at all. I think it's extraordinarily misguided. It sends a completely wrong message to our allies, Israel, and I just could not be more disappointed to see that happening here on American soil.
It's shocking, and we just had a caller from Boston who was talking about the situation at Harvard and a lot of these Ivy League schools that have really been overrun. And I think for me, that is the shock, is the level of anti-Semitism that is here in America. Even, you know, my hometown, Memphis, Tennessee, where you had the University of Memphis hosting this massive anti-Israel rally just about a week or so ago. It's really stunning.
It is incredible to me that we could have this happening on American soil. And, you know, my friend and colleague Marco Rubio has been working on some legislation that basically says if you're here on a visa and you ascribe to supporting terrorism and acts of terrorism, you should go home. And there's a test for whether you should be granted a visa. You've got to support our rules, our social mores, and you've got to be supportive of democracy, not terror. I think Marco's got a very convincing argument that we ought to take a very hard look at those people that are doing these sorts of protests and supportive terror, and if they're here on a visa, send them home.
I'm glad to hear you say that, and I agree 1,000%. I think, you know, moving forward, Senator, we're going to have sober thinkers on Capitol Hill. We're heading into some very dangerous waters. Would you agree?
Indeed. I hate to say so, but we are headed into very dangerous waters. And somebody asked me this earlier today, Todd, if you could make one policy recommendation to the Biden administration to fix this, what would it be? Very simple. Stop waging war on domestic U.S. energy. That's the precipitant of this instability. If you think about it, who was enriched the most when Joe Biden took a quarter of our oil drilling capacity offline when he said we could no longer drill on federal lands, when they made it impossible to get permits for pipelines, for refineries? Who's benefited from the massive price spike? These are global markets. Vladimir Putin, one of the largest producers of energy in the world, is Russia. Oil prices go up north of $100 a barrel. Last time that happened, we got Crimea. Now we've got Ukraine. You think about the enrichment that's happened with Iran. They stopped enforcing the sanctions that President Trump put, the whole maximum pressure campaign that President Trump put in place that was working. The Biden administration looks the other way, lets the oil flow from Iran at higher and higher prices. Iran is enriched. We get Hamas. We get Hezbollah. We get what just happened in Israel. So what we need to do right now is put our thinking caps back on, realize that we can't fund this any longer. We need to bring domestic production back. We need to make that a competitive advantage of America. And we need to put the Russians and the Iranians out of business.
All right, Senator, we're going to leave it there. Good stuff. And we always appreciate you coming on the program.
Thank you, Todd. Always good to be with you.
All right, Senator Bill Hagerty, everybody, of the great senator from the Volunteer State. And a lot to think about as we move through this very difficult time. Real quick, do we have some audio? We've got Marjorie Taylor Greene just a few moments ago coming out. They had a closed-door meeting, and apparently it was a free-for-all among House Republicans. Here's MTG.
I do not support this plan. Republican voters worked too hard to give us the majority for us to enter some sort of temporary speakership. Our conference has a responsibility to the American people, to our districts, to work together and unify. And this conference is absolutely broken. And the reason why we're broken is because Republicans worked with Democrats and put us here.
There you go. It's really that simple. And I'm glad that we are starting to see some Republicans fighting back. Question as we go to break here, folks, the idea is to have a temporary, have McHenry as the temporary guy until at least January. Do you think that's a good idea, or should we get back to it, and should we elect a speaker now? And if it's not Jim Jordan, who do you want? 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right. Wow. It is a crazy day here. So Republicans meeting behind closed doors. It's a free for all. The reporting is that they almost came to blows. So we've got some. We have the Matt Gaetz audio. All right. Let's play. This is Matt Gaetz.
I think that I'm against Speaker Light. I'm against Bud Light. I believe it is a constitutional desecration to not elect a Speaker of the House. We need to stay here until we elect a Speaker. And if someone can't get the votes, we need to go on to the next person. But twisting and torturing the Constitution to empower a temporary Speaker is having a Speaker light that is not constitutionally contemplated, is deeply infirm, and I will do everything possible to stop it.
All right, there you go. That's Matt Gaetz. Want to read this tweet from Mark Green. And by the way, we've got some developments in the Senate as well. We're going to get that audio here momentarily. But Congressman Mark Green from Tennessee, I will read this to you. Here we go. It is clear that my constituents agree with what I said to my colleagues earlier today. Just two votes in 4 days is not enough. We went through 15 rounds for Speaker McCarthy. We need to stay here until we elect Jim Jordan, not empower a Speaker pro tem in the meantime. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I went to a Church of God college, ladies and gentlemen. Even though I am a devout Southern Baptist, I'm something of a Bapticostal, if you will. So the frozen chosen got a little spicy in college, if you will. So anyway, there you go. Yes, this is why. If it's not going to be Jim Jordan, this is the kind of a guy you want. Somebody who's going to take a stand. So good for you, Congressman Green. By the way, Kevin McCarthy is out there blaming the Democrats for all of this. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not the fault of the Democrats. This is the Republicans. They have the majority. So with all due respect, sir, as the great Medea would say, put the shut to the up, sir. Put the shut to the up. Let's go to the phone, shall we? 844-747-8868. Silver Springs, Maryland. Victor on the line. All right, Victor, what's going on?
Only way we're going to get the House in fiscal order, I nominate Dave Ramsey.
Oh, well. Wow, God, that's, you know, I could see it now, Victor. You could have Dave Ramsey up there leading a financial peace seminar for the entire nation.
Yes.
And distribute little congressional scissors on every desk, and they could cut up the country's credit cards.
Yes, and when we finally get debt free, then the whole House can yell, "We're debt free."
Oh, freedom! What's the song he plays? Is it Born Free? I haven't listened in a long time.
I'm debt free.
Oh, I'm debt free. Is that it? Oh, freedom, yeah. Is Mel Gibson. My apologies.
Yeah, when these couples get on there and they pay off all their credit cards and all the like, they can scream, "I'm debt free."
Oh, I like that. I like that, but I'm not sure. I mean, maybe they could, you know, if this happens, oh, Victor, you know, they could start every session by, you know, Congressman Green from Tennessee, how are you today? I'm better than I deserve, Mr. Speaker.
Yes.
Oh, that's good. I like that. All right. Look, I could go along with this, Victor. I think this is a great idea. Remember years ago, there was a there was one of these romantic comedies about the presidency. It was called Dave. It was this guy who so the current president was like a really was like a jerk, and he had like a doppelganger out there who was ran a jobs program. Anyway, the president had a stroke, and they didn't want anybody to know about it because they were all corrupt. So they went and got this guy from somewhere in the heartland or wherever, and they brought him in as the fake president, but nobody knew. And so it came time to balance the budget. He brought his accountant in, and they were eating sandwiches, and they were balancing the budget. It was great. The romantic part of it is not so great, but the cutting the budget part was. I did learn one piece of dating advice from that movie. Always compliment a woman on her shoes. The ladies like that, apparently. All right, we'll be right back.
Constant Contact's marketing tools and technology make it easier than ever to drive big results for your small business. From list growth and email to SMS and social media, it's all powered by advanced automation and AI capabilities that help you grow your business more effectively. Plus, we've got the reporting you need to see what's working and what's not, so you can adjust along the way. Constant Contact is the digital marketing solution you need to keep up, excel, and grow. Try it for free today at ConstantContact.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Great to have you with us on the Todd Starnes radio program, now proudly broadcasting on 140 stations across America, and we're mighty thankful for you. We're a grassroots effort here, folks. A great big sort of Cracker Barrel front porch. They don't pay me to say that, but they ought to. For some reason, I just think some of our best writers live along the Mississippi River. We've had so many authors on from New Orleans all the way up to our next friend in the great state of Missouri, and he has got the paperback version of his national best-selling book, The Resurrected Jesus, The Church of the New Testament. It's out in bookstores. Our good friend David Limbaugh, and of course also co-written and co-authored rather by his incredibly talented daughter, Kristen Limbaugh Bloom. David, it's been a long time, my friend. How are you?
My main man, Todd, how are you? Good to talk to you. You didn't have to get me on the radio to catch up. We could have done it privately on the phone.
I guess we could have. The family doing well. Everybody's doing
well. We might as well have witnesses.
I know you're up in Cape Girardeau. I'm down in Memphis. We've got to figure out a way to get together to break ribs or something together.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We'll do that. And now we'll quit boring your audience with our personal
stuff. No. Look, David, you're just an incredible writer, and I love the books when you do these deep dives into Christianity. And the hardcover edition, you couldn't find them. I mean, they were selling out like crazy. Give our listeners kind of a glimpse, an inside look at what the resurrected Jesus is about.
Well, in the previous book I'd written about Paul's first six of the 13 epistles, his letters to the churches, and these last seven, or this book covers the last seven epistles, the prison epistles, and the epistles that he wrote to the pastorals that he wrote to Timothy and Titus. So they're basically letters to the churches, telling them how they ought to conduct themselves, and correcting them on false doctrine and telling them to stay true to the gospel, to the word of God, and to Jesus Christ.
David, you know, when you look at where we are in the world right now, the world stage, and all the chaos that's happening in the Middle East, just immediately I'm thinking this is again not a political battle. This is a religious battle at its core. This is a religious war, and a lot of people we're late to that, to understanding of that.
It's a spiritual war, and Paul talks about it in the book of Ephesians, specifically chapter 6, which is covered in this book. And, people who think that the spiritual world is not real, Paul disabuses them of that if people believe that the Bible is the inspired word of God, they have to believe that there is a spiritual world out there that, is, though it is invisible to us, it is even more influential on us than you could ever imagine. And unknown powers and principalities, evil powers and principalities, are operating behind the scenes. And by the way, I don't think it's ever been more clear than today. There is chaos and evil running amok in the United States and in the world. Produce a movie about the end times, and plenty have been produced, they would have cutaways to different parts of the world and chaos and violence occurring all over. I was looking at the news the last few days. You see these violent eruptions, by the way, based on lies about this hospital, alleged hospital attack by Israel into Gaza, and it was the other way around. It was a misfired Hamas missile. Satan is the father of lies. He benefits from lies. He benefits from death. God is the father of life. Jesus Christ is the father of life. We see this stark contrast, and we see those opposing good in this world conspicuously. We have these things going on in the United States where people are glorifying the murder of babies. They are facilitating the entrance of terrorists and cartels and trafficking and deadly fentanyl into the United States in the millions, and people are dying, and the United States rule of law is disintegrating, and we have weaponized justice system, and it's really horrifying what's going on. The United States is imploding, self-imploding, not just over a matter of decades. We got time. It's happening in a matter of years. Since Biden took over, taking up where Obama left off, just with the intervening four Trump years, which were powerful to stop some of this back, cut some of this back. He's now gone into hyperdrive, and the people running him behind the scenes are mastermind. We've got Palestinian people in the administration. We are giving Iran $6 billion to promote terrorism around the world, to fund it, and then he won't back it off. We are now supposedly going to give $100 million to the civil Palestinian people in the Gaza Strip, in Gaza, while this war is going on and while they overwhelmingly support Hamas. I could go on and on, and this is horrifying. I'm sure you talk about it all the time.
It's bonkers. The fact, and to borrow a phrase from the late great Al Rushbo, the drive-by media almost got this nation into a shooting war yesterday with that fake news reporting. And this could explode. It could still explode across the Middle East with this report about the hospital. It's just insane. But I'm with you, David. When you look at people out there marching in the streets celebrating the slaughter of babies, this is depravity that I never even imagined.
Yeah, and the whole left, when you think about it, the entire Democratic Party is ultimately enabling this because they continue to elect people who support this kind of stuff. You can say that's extreme. It's not extreme. Why do you think I'm scared to death that this country is going to be over? It's because the only reason I don't think it's going to be is I don't think God's given up on us totally. Because not only do we have a remnant of believers, we have a strong, possibly even majority, although electorally we can't seem to get our act together, but close to a majority of people in the United States are strong believers, and we lament and are horrified by everything going on, and we're trying, but we feel impotent to do anything to get power back. And now we've got our own Republican congressmen shooting themselves in the foot and emasculating our third branch of government, second branch, whatever you want to call it, the second political branch, the legislative branch. We can't get anything done to stop any of this. And don't you feel more helpless politically than you've ever felt in your life?
It's really frustrating, and especially when you see what's happening on Capitol Hill right now. Congressman Jim Banks just popped up in front of the cameras, and he said, "You know what? We don't deserve the majority." I understand that, but you are the majority, and we've got to get this under control.
It's not about deserving. Get off this narcissism, you guys. You have a duty to do what you're doing. It doesn't matter deserving or not. And we're talking about 20 renegades or whatever they are. It's not like it's easy to blame the entire body. But the truth is, you or I couldn't do any better in corralling people who absolutely are intractable. What are we going to do? I mean, I can talk big about it, but what am I going to do? There's got to be some way. Why couldn't they just let McCarthy stay in? Because, I mean, I'd prefer Jordan, but look, we're not getting anywhere. Here we are.
Well, what they should have done is, Jim Jordan, they should have brought out some of those yoga mats, put them all out there together, and they should have done a wrestle-off, right? You know, just get Jim Jordan out there,
right,
taking on everybody. Winner takes all.
I mean, I cannot believe this stuff. And the rhinos don't even, they're not even on our side. I mean, it could be safely said that we actually don't have a working majority ideologically. You know, that's the thing. I don't know how these people, they get elected in blue states. They're barely Republican. Don't you agree?
Yeah, it's true. I think you're absolutely right there. Folks, David Limbaugh on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, the national best-selling book, The Resurrected Jesus, The Church in the New Testament. We have a link to the book on our live show blog. You know, David, I was thinking about you yesterday. For some reason, I was watching, there was some documentary, and Lee Strobel, who wrote The Case for Christianity, and just a powerful guy, a journalist who, an atheist journalist, and came to know Christ, and has really become an incredible apologist for the faith. And you came at it not as from a journalism perspective, but from your position in the legal community as a lawyer.
Yes. Well, kind of the same thing. We were both skeptics, and I came after him, but I'm not nearly on his level. That guy is amazing. He's a good friend of mine, by the way. And he has a new book that I just received a copy of, and I tweeted it. Might as well promote his book, too, since I should be an unselfish Christian and not just promote my own stuff. Let's see, what's his book's name? I just tweeted it. Where is it? I don't know. But anyway, you can look it up on Amazon. Is God real? That's it. Is God real? Anyway, Lee's books are always amazing, and they're so full of authority and full of resources that you can study. But yeah, I came to it as a skeptic for whatever reason. And then I'm not saying I applied legal skills. I just kept studying it to figure out whether the Bible was true, whether Jesus was God and fully human and the rest of it. And finally, I discovered that the evidence is overwhelming. And I think people, if they do take the time and trouble to study it, and their eternal destiny, by the way, depends on it, many of them with an open heart, people who are not dark-hearted and blinded spiritually, will come away after a fair assessment and hard-pressed not to believe. They may not accept Christ after that because some people don't want to part with their lifestyle. Some people are too proud. But they shouldn't be using intellectual doubt as an obstacle to their faith, because they will find upon serious, open-minded study that there is overwhelming evidence to support Christianity's truth claims. I hope you'll back me up on that.
Absolutely. And folks, again, The Resurrected Jesus, get yourself a copy of the book. David, you know how this works. We got to run to a break here. Your family doing well? Everybody doing good?
Everybody's doing great. Thank you for asking. I'm finally a grandfather. And let me say this. The book is amazing, folks. Just kidding. But no, come on up here and we'll show you some Missouri barbecue.
I love it.
Missouri barbecue.
And then come on down to Beale Street. We'll take you down. We've got a table waiting for you.
No, I've heard that, and actually I know this, Memphis is non, that there is no comparable barbecue to Memphis. Maybe Kansas City, but Memphis is well known.
Yeah,
right?
It's dry rub. We know how to smoke a pork butt down here, my friend.
There you go. There you go. Well, thank you so much for being on your show, and let's catch up next time without the audience eavesdropping.
Let's do. All right, David. Good hearing from you, David Limbaugh. Everybody, just a great guy, and man, he's a new grandfather, and of course, David, Rush's brother, And David and I have known each other for a very, very long time. All right, we've got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That's our number, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show. All right, folks, we're getting some dispatches from inside this crazy House GOP conference, and it's completely come unglued. The Republicans have completely become unglued. You have Republicans screaming at each other. Apparently, somebody lunged at Congressman Matt Gaetz. Others were so upset at the behavior and the language that they fled to a nearby chapel to go and pray. Somebody asked for a rosary. Quite frankly, they all need Jesus. But there we are. I want to play some audio. This is Josh Hawley in the Senate, just to show you how crazy things are getting. Take a listen to what just happened.
What of the rhetoric that is cited specifically in the resolution? You talked about legitimate concerns. What specifically do you think is legitimate?
I'm not suggesting to my colleague that any particular statement that he took out from these protests was a legitimate statement. No. But what you are doing here, is smearing all of the students who engage in these protests. Yes, you are. And that is wrong. And I would just invite you again to join with me, if we're going to get in this practice, and I don't suggest it, this is one of the reasons I'm here, of when there are terrible, hateful remarks made against any group, whether they be blacks or other minority groups, the United States Senate,
Senator,
maybe we'll weigh
smear?
In, but in
you
this
said we're
issue...
smearing student groups. What's the smear? Point me to the
on
language.
This issue, there are student groups that may have legitimate concerns, for example, about, just a minute, legitimate concerns about the loss of innocent
They're
civilian life in Gaza.
They're not condemned by this resolution.
No. But what you are doing is saying you're questioning, based on certain remarks made by some students,
Senator,
you're
we are
questioning
condemning.
Them all.
We are condemning.
I object.
Mr. President. Mr. President.
And Mr. President, no, if you, I may,
Mr. President,
I have to. I had
Senator
to run down
Missouri
before. I've got
the
another
floor.
Meeting, but
Thank
I object.
It's hard to believe that we've just heard on this floor defense of the most vile anti-Semitic rhetoric under the excuse that to call out specifically the specific statements and denounce them one at a time and say this is wrong. That is somehow a smear. What that is a failure of moral nerve. What it is a failure of moral clarity. What it is frankly sympathizing with this rhetoric. I don't know why it's so hard, but I guess we've now found out why college presidents won't come out and say, this is wrong. We cite the specific words. Why is it wrong to say that it includes violence? Why is it wrong to condemn this? When students say, the heroic resistance in Gaza should be praised. They're not referring to something in general. They're talking about the attack on Israel, the slaughter of innocent Israelis. And that's perfectly fine. Those are legitimate concerns. This is
all right.
The moral.
Let me jump in. That's Senator Josh Hawley. So he was trying to introduce a resolution condemning all of these anti-Semitic things that were happening, these rallies that have been happening all over America, these mobs. And there you had Democrats objecting and literally walking out of the Senate chamber. I mean, what does it say about the depravity on Capitol Hill that you can't even condemn these pro-Hamas groups that are out there marching in the streets of America? I mean, what does that tell you? So, look, we're going to get into all of this tonight. By the way, President Biden, we're going to be providing live coverage on ToddStearns.com. Love for you to join us for our coverage and analysis there. Also, head over to the website. And, folks, again, we need your help. The International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, we are raising emergency relief money for this organization, and we would love for you to become a part of our effort. All you have to do is go to ToddStearns.com. and you'll be able to make a donation there. Okay, folks, been a great, busy breaking news day. We're going to do it all over again tomorrow. So you just keep listening to the radio for breaking news coverage, and we'll see you tomorrow. Have a great one, America.
Nissan has a car for every driver who wants more. More action. More fun. More guts. More head turns. More adventure. More electric. At Nissan, more is all we do.